Well,
讲讲天人合一这个概念，有
Tell me about the concept of harmony between heaven and humanity.
有人说钱穆在临终的时候说
Some say that when money dies,
中国文化的天人合一
Harmony between heaven and earth in Chinese culture.
这个东西不能丢
This thing cannot be lost.
季羡林
Jai Zion Lin
在临终的时候也说中国文化的根本的这个特点就叫天人合一
When dying, he also mentioned the fundamental point of Chinese culture, which is called harmony between heaven and man.
其实这两位老先生呢，讲到的概念呢，概
Actually, these two old gentlemen used their own concepts.
括了中国文化的总体的这样的一个思路。
The overall idea of culturalization of Chinese.
这个思路的目标方向应该是没错的。
The target culture of this idea should be correct.
因为从某种意义上来讲， 整
Because in a sense,
整个人的人类的发展， 它一定要和外部世界产生某种联系。
The development of the entire human race must have some connection with the outside world.
不能自说自话。
Cannot self-count and become self-aware.
但是如何摆脱自说自话？
But how to get rid of self-digitization?
如何去有一个通天的梯子？
How to make a ladder that reaches the sky?
以人的方式。 来达到对天的认知
To achieve an understanding of the sky in a human way
或者对天道的认知
Or the understanding of heaven
这是我们文化当中非常缺乏的一个因素
This is a very lacking factor in our culture
导致了我们文化用自己的悟道的方式
This led to our culture using its own way of understanding enlightenment.
或者用自己的臆测的方式建构了我们的所谓天人合一的体系。
In fact, the way I predict things has built our so-called harmony between heaven and man's system. Parry
带歪了我们整个中华文化的发展的思路。
To hinder the development of our entire Chinese culture.
我们没有真正的建构天和人之间的那个通道。
We don't have a real bridge to connect heaven and man.
我们以我们以为的方式，主观臆断的方式。
We make subjective judgments based on our own beliefs.
认为我们就可以达到某种天人合一。
I think we can achieve a state of harmony between humans and nature.
我们用我们的物的方式，以心本质具足的状态，达到和天的状态的合一。
We achieve a state of unity with the divine by embodying our true nature through our material possessions.
我们从来没有怀疑过我们这些方法的不合理性。
We have never doubted the irrationality of our methods.
我们没有追问。
We didn't ask.
我们是如何知道这个天道的？
How do we know that it is the heavenly one?
在早期的古希腊。
In early ancient Greece.
他就已经将这个问题分析得非常清楚。
He has already explained this problem very clearly.
人是不可能通过自己自然的状态得到这种天道的。
Humans cannot achieve this kind of destiny through their own natural state.
因为自然的状态就是你会活在表象当中。
Because the natural state is that you live in the surface.
会活在真理的影子的状态当中。
Living in the shadow of truth.
这就叫柏拉图的洞穴之见。This
is what Plato's cave is like.
柏拉图的洞穴之见。Beyond
Plato's cave.
为什么对西方有重大的影响？
Why has it had a significant impact on the West?
就在于他提出了一个问题。
The key is that he raised a question.
我们是如何知道去对的那个道的？从苏格拉底那里。
How do we know how to treat that odd person from Socrates?
他就描述了人通过语言的方式。
He described how people communicate through language.
在交流的过程当中获得某种确定性。
To gain a certain degree of certainty in the process of communication.
柏拉图和他的老师之间产生了一个断裂。
This is the difference between Plato and his teacher.
他是说用老师的方式去讨论问题。
He said that discussing issues in a teacher-like manner
难免会看到一种主观的意图。
It is inevitable to see a subjective intention.
或者说在人类世界当中
Or in the human world.
他有一种暂时的不确定性的阶段性的认知。
He experienced a temporary phase of uncertainty and cognitive confusion.
那么这种阶段性的认知和那个绝对的真理之间的关系是什么呢？
So, what is the relationship between this stage-based cognition and that absolute truth?
柏拉图提出的这个概念。
Plato's concept of this.
这个概念由他的弟子亚里士多德进一步完成。
This concept was further developed by his disciple Aristotle.
他构建了人的语言系统。
He built a human language system.
对词语进行了范畴的分类。
Categorized words into categories.
那么再通过他的推论。
Therefore, based on his reasoning,
所谓三段论的这个概括。
The generalization of this syllogism
讲人的思想
expressing thoughts
牢牢的限
strictly defined
定在一个常识的常识之中
in the midst of a common sense
也就是说你必须依据这样的方式去说去想这个世界的真相才可能向你显示出来。
In other words, you must think and say things in this way in order to perceive the truth of the world.
通过他们三代人的努力
Through their three generations of efforts,
整个古希腊建构了人类认知的一套思想系统
The entire ancient Greece built a system of thought that shaped human cognition.
奠定了整个西方思想的基础。
It laid the foundation for all Western thought.
这种思想基础就是人如何能达到对这个世界真相的。
The underlying philosophy is how humans can achieve an understanding of the truth of this world.
这种认知方式，我们呢
？These cognitive methods.
我们是抽掉了。一个中间的梯子
We removed a middle ladder
用臆想的方式去达到
To achieve through imagination
这个梯子天作为一种开始地作为一种成长
This ladder is a starting point a path to growth
那么人呢用仁义的方式来建构这个世界来成事所有的这种方式
So, how do people use their own intentions to construct this world and present all these things?
最终想来想去，都是应该放下人的作为。
Ultimately, the point is to let go of one's own actions and ambitions.
让天道自然而然的运行。
And the natural operation of heaven and earth.
所以人才可以无为而无所不为。
Therefore, people can do anything without effort.
形成了中国士大夫的顺应的角度。
This formed the angle of the Chinese literati to be compliant.
顺应世界万物的发展规律。
Adapt to the development laws of all things in the world.
所以他对这个规律的认知就缺乏了动力。
Therefore, he lacked the motivation to understand this pattern.
天机不可泄，不可以人知。
The truth is beyond comprehension.
就会陷入到真正的自我否定状态。
This will lead to a state of genuine self-denial.
所以我们的天人合一本身是一个错误的思路。
Therefore, the concept of harmony between heaven and man is actually a flawed idea.
人和天的合一是必须要有条件的。
People and heaven must have conditions.
不可能通过内在的所谓的自然而然的那个本质。
It is impossible to achieve the so-called natural and inherent essence through internal means.
具足的东西来得到天人合一的内在那个心是需要文化去修炼的
The complete things to build the unity of heaven and man are in the heart and this requires cultural cultivation
而这个文化的修炼是必须打造出一个理性的自我
And cultivating this culture requires creating a rational self
通过这个理性的自我来认知
Through this rational self, one can gain self-awareness.
这个世界才可以。
This is the way.
如果不从这个问题上打破中国天人合一的这样的一个思想
If we don't break away from the Chinese concept of harmony between heaven and man from this problem,
我们的文化就很难形成人的视角。
Our culture makes it difficult for people to form their own perspective.
人的视角一定是以人的有限性。
From a human perspective, it must be based on the limitations of humans.
认知这个世界来达到对这个世界真理的认知。
To gain knowledge of the world in order to understand the truth of the world.
是人的有限性必须。
The limitations of human cognition
必须认识到人的认知的某种不足
Recognize the limitations of human cognition
那么西方人是怎么认识到人的认知不足
So, how do Westerners recognize cognitive limitations in humans?
就是早期的古希腊当中
Actually, in early ancient Greece
他就有神话，神话和人之间的对应。
He has a kind of mythological and human correspondence.
就表明了人在这世上的各种不足。
This demonstrates the various shortcomings of humans in this world.
体力的不足，智力的不足。
The lack of intelligence of that person.
对命运的认知的不足等。
Lack of understanding of fate, etc.
人都会有。希伯来文明发展出来的时候
When civilizations develop,
进一步的形象
Further, the images
具体化的人和神的区别
Specific differences between humans and gods
而人和神的区别带入了人的局限
And the distinction between humans and gods leads to the limitations of humans.
就表明了人必须通过某种人的方式去认知这个世界的重要。
This highlights the importance of people recognizing the world in their own way.
所以，两西文明之所以能够非常巧妙地融合在一起。
Therefore, the remarkable integration of Western civilization in the West is due to
是因为希伯来文明借助古希腊的方式建构了人在这个世界上认知这个世界的方式
Because the Hebrew civilization, through the means of ancient Greece, constructed the way in which humans perceive the world in this world.
他的神学体系牢牢地建构
His theological system is firmly established
在古希腊这样的一个思维方式上
In a way of thinking that was characteristic of ancient Greece
古希腊的思维方式恰恰塑造了人看世界的一个角度
The way of thinking in ancient Greece has shaped a perspective on how people see the world
而神学在这个角度上建构了一套他自己的体系。
And theology, from this perspective, has built its own system.
人的世界和天国的世界有了一个明确的区分。
There is a clear distinction between the world of humans and the world of heaven.
凯撒的是归凯撒。
Caesar's is for Caesar.
上帝的是归上帝，将人的世界严格的限制。
God's world is a world of strict limitations.
在人所认知的范围内，保护了人对这个世界的认知的这样的一个尺度。
This is a scale that protects the human's perception of the world within the limits of human perception.
所以两栖文明最重要的一个成果就是限制了人也发展了人。
Therefore, one of the most important achievements of Western civilization is the development of human rights.
就是说人必须以人的角度去认识这个世界。
That is to say, people must understand the world from their own perspective.
像这个世界严格的限制。
Tell about the strict restrictions in the world.
在语言的范围内。
Within the scope of language.
限制在人的思维的范围内。
Restricted to the limits of human thought.
人的思想不可能触及世界的本质。永远是在世界本质之外。
A person's thoughts cannot promote the essence of the world to be outside of the essence of the world.
这个限制使得我们一直努力地在修正自己这个语言的偏差。
This limitation has made us constantly strive to correct the biases in our language.
修正自己思维方法的偏差。
Correct your own thinking methods.
永远的接近这个世界的真相。
Always striving to understand the truth of the world.
而不是达到这个世界的真相。
Instead of reaching the truth of this world.
这种认知世界的角度。
This perspective on understanding the world.
使得整个西方人不断的精进改进人类认知这个世界的尺度。
To enable the entire Western people to constantly improve and refine their understanding of the world.
或者认知世界的工具，是一个趋向于科学的这样的一个思维方式。
Or a way of understanding the world is a way of thinking that tends towards science.
这个思维方式不建构起来。
This way of thinking is not constructed.
我们的科学是发展不到人家那个水平的，这是一个非常重要的致命伤啊。
Our science is not at that level, which is a very important and fatal flaw.
这个致命伤就是天人合一带来的。
This fatal injury was caused by the harmony between heaven and man.